Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So a lot has been happening in the world of Bravo. A lot of super teases have dropped recently. So Eric and I felt like we should have an episode dedicated to just talking about these trailers.
Yes, because we have three heavy hitters coming this summer. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Shaws of Sunset is returning, and Family Karma is back for season two. So we need to dig into what happened in all of the super teases.
So first up, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm sure by now everyone has seen it, but as a refresher, here is that trailer now.
Guys, why don't we play this game where we say two truths and one lie? And we have to guess what's the lie.
Okay.
Okay?
Two truths and a lie.
Let's hear it, Erica.
Here it is. You ready?
I did not see it ending this way. I was going to hold that man's hand till he died.
With any of the lawsuits, like, did you have a heads up? Is that why you got divorced?
No, I did not.
Orphans and widows. It makes you feel sick.
Did you know any of this?
No one knows the answer but him.
What's wrong with being fake and phony sometimes?
I don't know what to say about that.
This season on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah!
Buy it.
How much is that?
$1.2 million.
Wow.
Who wants to kick in a little something to buy this?
You need to kick in my legal fund, you bitch.
And it's somewhere around $53 million.
I've never felt so poor in my life.
Kathy Hilton's here.
Look how beautiful. That's the way we like it.
Oh! Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Crystal Minkoff!
Crystal!
Why have you been hiding this body?
You're an inappropriate, awkward person because you're jealous.
Whoa.
Period.
F*** you, Crystal. Jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants?
I texted her and I didn't hear back.
Kim changed her number.
Shit.
How would you guys feel if I got married again?
I wouldn't like it.
I'm going with my friends.
He's too damn old.
I know.
He's old.
And he's got three kids.
You don't see color?
Are you serious with me right now?
I am not a liar. You have a lot of nerve.
Don't talk to me like that.
Or what?
Seriously.
Or what?
Or nothing.
Right, exactly. Shut the up.
Erica.
Life is a poker game, and everybody's got to show their cards.
Kathy, shut up.
Okay. What I am most intrigued about is it very much feels like Bravo is setting it up that there is a lie. Because it's like the first line out of the gate is, you know, let's do two truths and a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like in the letters, it's like, what is the lie?
Right.
It, you know, sort of saying, because it can't all be true. And I just feel like Erica is so at the forefront of this, which we were all as fans wondering, because in the news we were seeing about Erica's divorce and then Tom's legal troubles. And it was like she has always been so guarded about everything, you know, like I do think she delivers in a lot of ways as a Real Housewife. But I think one way that leaves fans wanting more is we don't always feel like we're getting the full story with Erica. It feels like she tells us exactly what she wants to tell us and nothing more.
Right.
And this super tease leads me to believe that that's going out the window. And I know that a lot of skeptics out there have said, well, I'm sure the best of the season is just in this trailer and that's all we're going to get. And I can say I have watched some episodes and you're going to get a lot. Like I have been shocked by what I've seen and what I've like learned.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I also, after seeing this, had two thoughts as it relates to Erica. The first one is there is so much to be said about her body language and her facial expressions in these different moments. My second thought, not just the way she reacts to things and her body language in certain moments, is something that actually Bethany Frankel has said. And, you know, Bethany has a lot of hot takes on things that have happened on Bravo since her departure. But she said something around the time that the news broke with Erica and Tom and everything about, you know, you can't play smart and dumb at the same time. She, you know, presents herself to be this like glamorous kind of like blonde bombshell type where there's sort of a stereotype there. Oh, not so smart. And she's tried time and time again to really prove that she's quick and she's smart and with it and aware of what's going on. And so I think it's going to be hard to believe for a lot of viewers that she was not clued in to anything that was happening with Tom and
the legal
widows
stuff.
And all of that.
Well,
yes, exactly.
It's interesting that you say her body language, because the part that I'm like just gasped over is when Garcelle says, did you have a heads up about the lawsuits and that's why you got divorced? And Erica shakes her head yes and then says, no, I did not.
Right. Yes.
But that is such a, that's textbook. Like people talk about, you know, your nonverbal communication is just as important as the verbal. And one of my friends was saying to me, it felt in that moment like she was so ready to tell the whole truth and then changed her mind.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that was definitely a significant moment for me when I talk about, you know, body language. I think there was a big sign there that something wasn't adding up, you know, I don't know.
And then, you know, of course the trailer sort of shifts into a lighter gear where it's like, you know, there's going to be silly fights. And then it's, you know, new housewife Crystal getting into it with Sutton, who says, jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants? Which is just the best line ever,
right.
I think.
I mean, Sutton, she understands the assignment, right? You know, like,
yeah.
She knows the level of camp that's involved in this Housewives thing. You know, I love her so much. Everyone knows I was raving about her all last season. She has earned her diamond, and I think she is going to show up to this season ready to go as she did last season. And just the way she even takes on Erica in that moment where Erica's ready to literally bite her head off, it seems. And Sutton's like,
or what?
What? You know, like she is not afraid, and she is real wealth. She is real Beverly Hills. She is not afraid. She has that conviction being a woman from the South. There's just a lot that I think Sutton is going to offer us this season that is going to help balance some of this other drama and all of that. And you know, we also have the new addition of Kathy. I'm sure you are just thrilled to bits that she is present for this season.
The reason we all have been clamoring for Kathy is because it seemed like she was the missing piece to this Kyle and Kim mystery. Because really, I mean, in friend groups, I mean, people are divided. You're either Team Kim or you're Team Kyle. Rarely are you both. And I feel like people have been waiting for Kathy to sort of see which direction it would move them into.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got a small taste of like the family stuff where she's like, oh, well, Kim changed her number. And Kyle's like, huh? So I hope there's more there. I really do.
She did have my favorite moment of the trailer, which was that button right at the end where she's like, in the game of poker, you gotta have to show your cards or something. And Kyle's like,
yeah,
what? Like, it's just a perfect little sister moment. You also get what Kathy's trying to say, but also don't. So it really just like, it was a nice way to end a trailer that started off really heavy. And I think that's what we all love about these shows, is that kind of balance that exists.
I think what people are going to love about Kathy is that she really has the same zaniness that Kim does. And Kyle doesn't possess it.
Right.
I don't know how they all came out of the same household, but Kyle is much more straight-laced in comparison to those two.
Yeah, yeah. The moment of Kathy like howling with her dogs. You know, like that's the zany we like to see from the Richards family.
Exactly. And, you know, Dorit, I'm always going to love her and support her. If for nothing else, then I think that she brings the glamour that we all know and love from this franchise.
Yeah, I'm totally excited to see Dorit back. And I did see this really funny meme when the trailer first dropped. And it was this moment of her being like, it's orphans and widows, you know, and then the picture next to that shot was, oh, really, Dorit? And it was a picture of Lucy, Lucy Applejuicy. Like, don't talk about orphans. Let's not go back there.
This new season drops May 19th.
My birthday.
At 9/8 Central.
Okay, should we do Shaws of Sunset next?
Woo woo.
Okay, here's that trailer.
Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired-looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The world around us is falling apart. Why the f*** do you want to hold a grudge?
Yeehaw, motherfucker! Yeehaw!
Yeehaw.
Oh my God, she's dead.
This season on Shaws of Sunset.
Road trip.
Woo. This is never gonna get old.
Laugh out loud, bitch.
There are people in this group who can hold grudges at times. We can all let that go.
Say hi, Sam.
I can't believe we're parents.
Oh, honey.
Let's stick up for each other and let's be a group of friends that has each other's f***ing backs.
Reza's the one right now that needs some lifting up.
Thank you, because I needed it more than you know.
This is the first time getting along with everybody.
Fix your s***, because there's two kids and another human involved.
When did Golnessa become the voice of reason?
My guy's a lot of unprotected texts.
There's a snake in this group trying to ruin my relationship.
Why won't you just walk away?
I have too much respect for myself to stand for something like that. I won't.
The whole reason you're not getting along with Mike is because of that bitch.
I had a whole entire baby and you didn't show up.
They've all met champs and I haven't.
He wants to drop the restraining order.
He's a malignant tumor of a human.
I have dealt with insecurities in the past. I'm in therapy weekly.
I think you need a new therapist.
So I'm responsible for your f***ing actions?
No, you're not responsible for my
f***ing problem. What is your
f***ing problem? Mike! You want to talk again?
You need to calm down.
I need to what now?
Y'all are trying to bring up bullshit that's trying to affect my relationship.
You f***ed up your own relationship, son.
Get out of my house. Your girl is scared.
You're touching me. Don't touch me.
Fine.
It was me. I wanted to get rid of you.
So I'm someone who is very invested in Shaws of Sunset. I love this show. I have for a while now, and last season was a difficult one. You know, it was entertaining, but it was really dark.
Yeah.
With all of the MJ and Reza stuff, and it just, I mean, like really, like the darkest of dark turns, I feel, in that friendship and all the stuff with Tommy too. And so I think we were all sort of wondering, is this it? Like, are we just going to cut the show here? Because if these two can't come together, then is one of them leaving or is the whole show done? And I'm so happy that it's not the case and that there seems to be some momentum, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really did feel like, how will the show go on from last season? But I think we're going to get a glimpse into how Reza and MJ have been able to work through their issues. We saw a lot at the reunion. There was a lot in between seasons where the two of them were in touch again. So I'm excited to see that resolution and the progress that they've made. What I'm worried about is, has Mike regressed back to his old ways? Because a lot of this trailer was focused on what's happening with him and Paulina. Like, what's going on with Mike?
I remember Reza had posted something on his Insta maybe that was very much seemed like he was calling Mike out for cheating.
Mm.
And so now, like, finally getting to see what was actually behind that, I'm very intrigued. I'm very worried for Paulina.
Yeah.
You know, she has a couple of kids that are in the picture. You know, it was tough enough to watch what happened with Jessica and him, because I really felt for her. And I worry.
Yeah.
That he's returning to his old ways.
Well, and it affects more than just the woman he's in a relationship with. It affects then her kids, and it's a larger dynamic that it's going to have an impact on. So that's not cool.
Right. And I know that we're getting a new friend of this season. Her name's London, and she's a life coach, which I think will be an interesting dynamic.
Oh.
I mean, but really the person who seems to have changed the most maybe is Gigi.
I am so here for Golnessa's journey to the voice of reason on this show, because I've sort of been a Gigi apologist for a long time. I just love her because she's crazy in the best way, but motherhood will change you, and maybe that's what we're seeing in this new and improved Golnessa.
But it looks like she hasn't fully changed. Because someone was like, you're like, what did they say? You're getting a little heated or something. You need to calm down.
Getting what?
Yeah. Oh my God. She.
Well, she's still got the fire, yeah. And that's what matters.
She strikes terror in my heart sometimes. Like, I love her though, but my God, I would never cross her.
Reza looks really good. Like, he has.
Yeah.
Taken this.
I thought so too.
Right. I mean, he's taken this quarantine time and been a little bit more responsible, perhaps, than the rest of us in terms of maintaining a reasonable diet and exercise routine. But yeah, he's looking good. We saw his butt and everything. I was like, okay, Reza, I see you.
And Nima's back.
And Nima's back with his veneers.
Which I was honestly surprised about. Nothing to do with him, but it was more so about his relationship with the rest of the cast, because it felt like he was very much out of the loop with everyone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's kind of how they left it last season. So it seems like not much has changed, but it sounds like he's doing a lot of self-improvement work, or at least trying to. But Gigi calls him right out. It's like, maybe you need a new therapist. Like, if what you're doing isn't right. working, you got to reprioritize here and figure out how to get it together. I think that we should consider inviting MJ back to recap the premiere with us, because
she was so great.
She's
Can
so
I just,
great.
I love her.
Yeah. I think recap first episode, or maybe a little bit into the season once things have picked up a little bit. But I love her perspective on things. And I think once the season gets going, she will definitely be able to give us some really interesting insights.
And I guess, you know, this is worth mentioning, because I do think that you and I are in a privileged position of having to have gotten to spend time with a lot of the people that are on our network.
Yeah.
And I will say that this cast is one that continually surprises me with how cool they are.
Yeah.
Because they've been on the show for a long time. And usually the more time you've spent on TV, I feel like a little bit more of an asshole you become.
Right.
Because you sort of buy into the whole thing. You know?
Yeah.
But every time it's in an interview for the podcast or for a separate project I'm working on, they're just always, like, that's just the word. They're just cool. You know, like, they're not, I don't get this vibe of I'm too important to be doing this,
yeah.
or I don't even remember you. Like, very personable, and it feels very much like a close family friend who's just,
yes.
you know. So I will say that it's, if you love them, I think you would love to know that about them.
Yes. Very gracious and very professional. And we love that.
Yes. Shaw's premieres May 16th at 8/7 Central.
Okay. We have one more trailer that we want to get through. And that is for season 2 of Family Karma.
Yes.
This season.
On
On Family Karma.
On Family Karma.
This season on Family Karma.
Cheers to no more s***.
I feel like I'm in a Bollywood movie.
Everyone say your Diwali wish. Brian said he wants to get married this year.
I didn't say that.
Doctor, what do you guys think about Monica?
Which one?
Do you ever question why didn't we work out?
What?
Is there any weirdness between like you and Monica?
Hell no.
Wait, hold on.
Go too fast.
Two Monicas. Will it be weird? Probably.
It hurt.
It's a tortilla.
I never imagined I'd freeze my eggs.
How long will it wait? Another 40 years.
Oh my God, she'll be 76.
Everyone says, oh, Anisha, you're not married. You have evil eye.
You have to get rid of any negative energy.
You take an egg and you rub it around all your body parts. I don't know how to do the back properly.
Tell me when to stop.
Michelle!
Where does the relationship stand?
Do you see anything on my hand?
Why does she give you back the ring?
Because she does not want to be my fiance anymore.
Is that for Richa?
He needs to grow up.
How's that been with Nicholas?
I feel like I look like Ariel's dad. That's how I felt.
We just moved to an apartment in Miami. We're trying to figure shit out.
We're gonna propose soon.
We have to tell my mom first.
Coming out is terrifying.
In India, they are shunned.
Nani, there's one thing I have to tell you about me.
Where are you guys gonna get married?
Rishi really hasn't seen you and Mommy in the same room together.
I don't think he's forgiven the fact that we
Mommy,
got divorced.
No, you
hurt the kids, it does affect the parents.
I don't need your permission, and I don't need your mom. Excusez-moi.
I don't like to get involved in my kids' problems.
It's a community. It's parents, it's friends, it's grandparents.
You and Reshma are good now?
I don't want to talk about it.
Miss Lupa!
I want to leave now.
What happened?
Reshma?
They're just leaving. I don't know.
Can you just tell me if you're okay? Okay, get this mic off me. Get the mic off me. I want it off. Somebody? Anybody?
We got two Monicas that we're dealing with now, okay?
I know. My God, I was so excited, though, because I was like, oh, my God, Brian and Monica? But it's like, no, it's Brian and a different Monica.
Surprise. I mean, Brian is looking exceptionally fine this season, but...
Oh, he's such a cutie.
But I will say this new guy that Monica, that we know, that she's involved with, Rish, I think his name is, he's also quite a looker. So, you know, we've got to get a good-looking cast here.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of good-looking men.
We also got a bit of a glow-up, I think, from Anisha, season two glow-up, which I know you always love and appreciate.
Yes, so much.
We do have a new cast member this season, Dylan Patel, who is brothers with Sean Patel. We met Dylan briefly last season. He was one of the guys that Amrit hooked up with, like, very early on in coming out within the community. And he and I have become, like, kind of friendly on Instagram, like, DMing back and forth, and I knew that he was going to be on this show on season two as more of a permanent cast member. We didn't get a lot of him in this trailer. So there's a couple new faces that we'll still definitely get to see at some point this season.
I'm really curious to know what's happening with Vishal and his fiance.
Oh my God.
And is it his fiance anymore?
Well, here's the thing that I will say about that. I remember when you first interviewed Vishal before season one premiered, and he compared his fiance to Jax Taylor. And remember?
Yes, it totally rings a bell now.
And I was like, that's not a good sign. You know, like at that point, I was like, okay, he seems cool, but I'm afraid now to meet his fiance. And we met her. She is kind of headstrong. Vishal was not really getting along very well with her mother. There was some tension there. So there were a lot of things from the very beginning that I had my doubts about in their relationship. So I wasn't totally shocked by this news of, like, she gave the ring back. There's, like, not a lot of progress has been made. So, you know, there's been some red flags along the way for me.
I really am happy we get a take the mic off moment from Bali.
From my girl Bali. Yeah. Hell yeah. And they just let her linger there
exactly.
For a while. They're like, you're a season two star. Like,
we'll
we're not
take
gonna
our time
quite.
To get over there.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it looks like we're going to get a little more of the auntie drama this season, which did play a bit of a role last season, but it did primarily follow the younger group of people. But it seems like we're going to get a little more of that auntie influence into the different situations, which I'm excited about.
Same. So season two premieres June 2nd, 9/8 Central.
Well, we have a lot to look forward to this summer on Bravo, and we will be back with our regular recap episode on Saturday.
Bye.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.